We're right now we are the two dots towards the bottom of Tes Zion Amud Aleph. Okay. The Gemara said Amdu Betfila, again, six lines from the bottom of the page. Amdu Betfila, Moridin Lefnei Teva, Zaken, etc. When you're ready to get up and daven, so we bring a Zaken who's going to represent the Sibor as the Shliach Sibor. Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis taught Amdu Betfila, Al Pishyesh Sham Zaken Vichacham, a Moridin Lefnei Teva, El Adam Haragil, which means when we say we're ready to start davening right now, we should set up the right Shliach Sibor. Even if we just started the Gemara five lines from the bottom of the page, Amdu Betfila, even though there's a Zakein and a Chacham who are there, you Imridim Lefnei Teva Ella, double negative. We only let the Chazan be someone who's Rugil, someone we mentioned before, and who's very fluent, who's able to dive in a proper and a clear fashion. And the Gemara goes on to describe that even more. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, what does it mean, someone who's Rugil? It means also more than just Rugil. It means mitzufal v'einlo. He's dependent on, like Tufel. He's dependent on. People need him. Like he has children who need him to provide the einlo. But this father, this person doesn't have any means. But yeshlo yigia basada, and he works really hard in the field to make ends meet, which means he's desperate for rain. He needs the agriculture. He needs the rain to come. Ubeso Rekam, but his house is again. It seems to be he's lacking. He's lacking in providing. It's empty home. Upirko Na. We'll leave that line out right now because we don't know what that means yet. And the Gemara Rashi already says the Gemara looks like what that means. Upirko Na. We'll leave that as an aside for now. The Shafel Berech, and he's very humble. It means he is low. His knees are low, but it means he's very humble. Umerutza La'am. He's desired by the people. The people want him. People like him, they want him to be the Shliach Tzibor. V'yeshlo ni'ima v'kolo arev. He's got a pleasant and a sweet voice. The difference between pleasant and sweet voice, some people daven beautifully, but it's like they're on a concert. Like they're not really bringing you into the tefillah. It's just more of their great daveners. But there's a mixture of having a beautiful voice and you bring, the Rashi explains over here, ni'ima is Moshe Chalev, that you're not only a nice performance, but it's also moving performance. U'baki likros b'torah v'nevi'im v'ksuvim. And you're very capable of reading from Tanakh, Lishanos b'Medrash, and to teach Medrash, Alachos, Uba Agados, Ubaki b'Chol Brachos Kulan. You're someone again who's well read in Midrashim, well read in Alacha, well read in Agadta. You know all the brachos fluently, and someone who has that level of comfort regarding brachos, regarding Tefillah, that's the person who should end up being the Shliach Tzibor, whether or not. There are other people who are more chacham and more zaken than him. That's the person we're looking for. Yeah, Dan, what do you got for me, Daniel?
So this person is an Adam Ragil?
He's someone who's called, yeah, I mean regular here means he's like very comfortable. They're comfortable with the brachos, very comfortable with them.
Ragil means comfortable. You're not just like average.
Right, correct.
Because, okay, if this is average, then...
No, it's not average. It means someone who's regular as far as being a davener. He's a regular davener, not Ragil like normal. Means he's regular, he's fluent in the davening like that. Not regular, like you're used to hearing. Renan, what do you got, Renan? Question?
Yeah, two things. How many people are there like this?
So the Gemara, actually, next time the Gemara has, just to answer your question, one last line. V'yavu be'rabbanan inayu b'Rav Yitzchak Bar-Ami. When this whole description was given, the Rabbanan turned to Yitzchak Bar-Ami as he was the one. He was the one. Meaning Renan's correct. This is not like we don't have a plethora of people to choose from. That is the ideal. It is the ideal of who you'd want to pick, but there's a hierarchy. If you got all that, go for it. And that was Rav Yitzchak Bar-Ami, but it wasn't every person around the corner. Yeah.
Secondly, also, let's say you have two people like this. Like, how do you choose which one?
It's an excellent question. Hopefully, they each defer to the other as being great people. That's the whole point, right? They're supposed to be good people. They defer. They probably come to a compromise and. You know, we live in a world now when many people have very strong opinions and they all want the glory. These people are very comfortable to pass on. That's the whole point. They're very humble. So let's hope we can come up with some solution. Okay, you take every other day, I'll take the other day. You take the first fast, take the second fast. Meaning, as opposed to like usually people are vying for the kavod, they're really trying to avoid. That's what makes them modest and humble. It's probably easier to have them figure out amongst themselves or have someone decide amongst them than it is most people who are looking and seeking out the honor. Good question, though. Okay, we just finished Tes Zion Aleph. Now on top of Tes Zion Amud Beis. You want to ask the question? Yeah, sorry, Aaron, what do you got?
Didn't it say that like he shouldn't have kids at home? And like
have kids at home.
Yeah. Or like his kids should be like grown and out of the house or
it said he should be older. Did it say his kids shouldn't be in the house? It said that in the Gemara? But his Zakein was? Remember where that was? I don't remember it saying he shouldn't have kids in the house. I remember he definitely should have kids. Should have in the house? Remember what that was on?
No, I don't think so.
If you can find it later on, let me know. I don't remember it not being at home. I don't remember that piece. But let me know later on.
Yeah.
You found it?
No.
Okay. Back in the Gemara. Top 10 Zayim Abis. Gemara says, Hainu Mitufa V'Einlo Hainu Beso Rekam. The Gemara is asking a question. We gave the laundry list of description of what a person, a regular person, should be like, who's a Tzchiyas Tzibur. We gave two very similar sounding descriptions. Mitufa V'Einlo, people are depending upon you and you don't have, and you need to go and work and you're desperate for the rain to come as a farmer. And Beso Rekam means you don't have in your house. Your house is empty. That sounds very similar. Why those separate descriptions? So Amar Rav Chisda, Zeo Shebeso Rekam Min Havera. When it says Beso Rekam, it doesn't mean your house is empty, that you have no sustenance. It means your house is empty, is that you have no Averas, that you don't have, as Rashi points out here, you don't have Hamas or Gezel Beso. Your house is empty of any questionable behaviors, questionable actions. That's what it means, Beso Rekam. Not that you have no sustenance in your house, but your home is free of any doubt or suspect. Okay. We had listed earlier on the word pirko na. I didn't give a definition there. Rashi told us, the Gemara is going to explain it. The Gemara here explains what pirko na means. Amar Abai, Zeh shelo yatsa shem rabbi al duso. It's somebody who, when he was a youngster, a yeled, he didn't have a bad name. Meaning he wasn't a wild kid. He wasn't, when he was in high school, he didn't, he wasn't part of that group. You know what I'm talking about, boys. You know, he was a clean-cut kid. He was clean-cut. No one ever said bad about him. That's what it means, pirko na. People appreciate him when he was younger also. And then goes to Pasuk. There's a little bit, after we've discussed everything we discussed, we've got this whole laundry list of people that we want, that we, not people, but of expectations, what the Shef would have. It says, Haisali nachlasi k'arye biyar, nasku alai b'kola, al kain tanesia, which means, my, is Hashem talking through your meow, my nachla, my inheritance, my Jewish people, are like an aryeh b'yar, like a lion in the forest. Now, it's not a lie, because they've given me their voices. Al-Kain, so they see it. That's why I have hate, despise them. What does that mean? So my nasalah, because it doesn't mean they give me their voices. I'm a Rav Zuzra Bartubi, I'm a Rav, Babilah. And some say, I'm a Rabbi Chama, I'm a Rabbi Elazar. Zeh Shliach Tzibor, there's a gear to change we have here. Zeh Shliach Tzibor, She'ino Hagun, Hayori Lifnei Ateva. That refers to a Shliach Tzibor. Joe, we just got the two dots right now. I'm just explaining the two dots about 10 stuff from Zion Bay. It's the top of the Gemara there. This person is Shliach Tzibor, who takes the Amud and is not Hagun. You give me your voices. You gave me a nice voice, but you didn't give me a nice person. So when a person, when you ignore all these criteria that would make someone a chasher person, and instead you gave me someone with a nice voice, so nasna alai bikola. You give me your voices, but not your actions. Al kaints and I see. That's why I despised such a tefillah of someone who's just got a nice voice. Sometimes you have that. You have someone who's like, who's a beautiful voice, and they really have a lot to offer the tzibur regarding miyachazim, but they're not a role model in the community. It's very hard to be inspired. It's very hard to be inspired by a person who davens beautifully, sings beautifully, but in their spare time, they're talking lashon hara, they're being inappropriate. It's very hard to be inspired by that. That's what Hashem says. Sanesia. I can't stand it. I can't stand when it's a show, when there's someone there who's diving beautifully, but it's not much more than that. I'm about eight lines from the top of the page. I'm just Tez Ayim Abayz. There's two dots right there. We're gonna start from those two dots right now. So those guys just came in, just a few lines, but we're gonna continue right now from Lomer Lifnam, Estrim Ba'arba Brachos. Again, about 9-10 lines from the top of the page. We say in front of them 24 brachos, Shmanasr Shabakol Yom, the typical 18. Umosif, Alein, Ocheich, and we add in six more. We've discussed already what the six are. We're now going to analyze a little further in that Gemara. At this point, after the very bottom of the page, there's a lot of not repetition, but seeming repetition regarding just different ways of saying over the Gemaras, and a lot of them sound very familiar. We'll try our hardest to point out the differences, but it's going to be a pretty quick Gemara because it's pretty similar to each other once you get the first one down pat. Okay, Hani Sheish Sheva Havion. There aren't six. If you do the count of the list of the brachos that are mentioned in the Mishnah, there seems to be seven. And more than there seems to be seven, Kiddetan, the Mishnah actually states, Al Hashvi Yesu Omer Baruch Merachim Al Aretz. The Mishnah actually counts there to be seven. It says the seventh bracha, you end off Baruch Merachim Al Aretz. So why are we saying there are six brachas? There are seven brachas that we seem to be adding into the typical 18 brachas for Nesrit. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my Shvius, what is the sixth bracha, the seventh bracha, the seventh bracha? What does it mean, the seventh bracha? It means Shvius La'arucha. It's the seventh in that we give it a longer, it's a longer bracha, but it's not a new bracha. Meaning this, the first bracha, we'll call it, is, we'll say it in a minute, the first bracha really ends off as part of the normal 18, Goel Yisrael. But we add into it, meaning we made it longer. It's a lengthy bracha in the end because we elongated it. In the time of the Nebraisa, the Goel Yisrael, which is one of the typical 18 brachas, but we're marich, we do extend it. And that's why it's called one of the seven. It's not a new bracha as far as the ending goes, but it's new in that we add words. It's a lengthy wise. We added and made it longer, but we do add six completely new brachas into our Shmona Esrei. For Shiv Tibor and a fasting. As we read inside right now, Goel Yisrael, Marich, Ubechos Mo Omer, and when you end off the Bracha Goel Yisrael, how do you end off? Mishonas Avram Bahar Moria, Huyane Eskem, Vishma Bakol Tzak Eskem, Ayobazet, Ruch Goel Yisrael. Again, we said the mission, we had this mission earlier on, but we're just saying all of these Brachas again one more time, or most, some of these Brachas again one more time. The one who answered Avram and Har Moria, which we discussed already, why was it called Har Moria? We gave two different answers. Was it Horah, Sakalacha, the base of Mikdash, for the Lishkas and Gazes, or the Sanhedrin? Was it Yira, that when the nations see the Yira, the awesomeness of the base of Mikdash, they're awestruck by it? Either way, the same Hashem that answered Avram by Hez Yitzchak, and Har Moria, Shiyan Eschem, Vishma Bekol Sakaskem, should listen to your cries today, Ruch Goel Yisrael. So that Ruch is already there as Goel Yisrael. We kind of just elaborate and make it lengthier. That's why it's called one of the seven brachas. There's six new ones, but that first one is elongated as well. Okay, the Gemara goes on. It says, "Vein on an achra of amen," and they say amen, which is typical. We'll see why we're saying that now, because not everywhere do you say amen. We'll get to that later on. The Chaz and the Knesses, Omelhem, like the Shabbos of the Knesses, then says, "Tiku b'nei Aaron, tiku, blow the shofar, the b'nei Aaron, blow the shofar." Now you skip the next two words based on the gears of the Gra, but the Chaz of Omer. The question is, who says the next line? It's unclear. Is it the Chazan saying it now? Is it the Sheikh Tzibur saying it now? So there's a year to change over here. According to Rashi, the Sheikh Tzibur says it, and then the Chazan, the Shamish, repeats it. Misha Anas Avosinu Yam Suf Hu Yaneh Eschem Vishma B'kol Tzak Eschem Ayom Azeh. The one who answered B'nai Yisrael on Yam Suf. So that same Kadosh Baruch Hu should answer us right now when we're crying out. Baruch Zocher Nishachos. They don't own an Achra of a maid. And again, the Chazan, the Knesset, Omer Lehem Hariyu B'nai Aaron Hariyu. Blow trua, b'nei Aaron, blow trua. B'chein b'chol bracha u'bracha. And similarly, each and every bracha ends the same way. We have this lengthy extension. But we have the chazans at the end saying hariyu, and saying beforehand, before he said tiku. So we have here, every bracha and bracha, b'achas omer tiku, b'achas omer hariyu. First, we have a series of seven brachos. First, the chazan will say, Tiku b'nei Aaron, Tiku. Then he would say, the next bracha, he would say, Hariyu b'nei Aaron, Hariyu. We mentioned one time that we say three shofar blasts. Either it's Trua, Tkia, Trua, or Tkia, Trua, Tkia. Either way, this is the cycle. This is what the Shamash, the chazan, has been saying after the bracha is finished. And then we have the shofar blasts. We mentioned before, there are 18 of them, three per new bracha. So far, so good. Okay. Aaron, question?
We have it before and after the bracha.
We have it after the bracha. It sounds like everyone says amen. The chazak says, then says tiku, but Aaron tiku. Now the question is that tiku for the next bracha, amen, and then blow shofar, or it's right now? Also, I saw different opinions on this. Some say he says it now, so when the next bracha starts, there is no hefsik. So he wants to just tell you, get ready, b'nei Aaron, because at the end of the bracha, after the amen, you're going to blow shofar. But that's how the the series over here goes.
Okay. Rebbe?
Yeah.
Rebbe? So he says, Chiku, then he says, like, then he says, how are you? And then with the other ones, he goes back between Chiku and how are you? Or?
Chiku, then how are you? Then to each bracha, one bracha Chiku, one bracha how are you? One bracha Chiku, bracha how are you? Like that. Okay. The Gemara gives us a whole lengthy explanation. But it says the Gemara right now, when do we say these words? When we describe the brachas as we describe them, where is this? That's Bivuin. That's Dafka outside the base of Mikdash. Well, Mikdash, but in the base of Mikdash area, ain't okay. It's not exactly how it happened. Why? Because ain't own it. Amen. Mikdash. We do not say the word amen in the Mikdash. We don't say amen in the Mikdash because the bracha, the style and the format and the lush of the bracha were different, and therefore our response was also different. Now, how do we know? When I chain omer amen mikdash, how do we know to say amen in the Mikdash? Shemar, it says in Nehemiah, it says kumu baruchu is Hashem lokeichem mina olam ada olam. Which, by the way, we're going to say that lashon. Instead of Baruch Atah Hashem, we're going to say Baruch Atah. You'll see in a minute. Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min Olam V'yada Olam. Kumu, get up. Bless Hashem, your God, Min Olam V'yada Olam. And then the next part of the pasuk says, V'yivarchu Shem Kvodecha, Morim Al Kol Baruch Otiva. And then your name should be blessed, your honorable name should be blessed, and it should be Morimam, it should be elevated on every bracha, on every praise. So that's the idea of here. We see that we should bless Hashem's name upon hearing the Shem Hashem being used in the Mikdash. We should bless Hashem's name. Amen is not a blessing of Hashem's name, but Baruch Shem Kvo Machus Olam Ve'ed is a blessing of Hashem's name. And therefore, we never said Amen in the Mikdash. We always said in the Mikdash, Baruch Shem Kvo Machus Olam Ve'ed. We also in the Mikdash didn't say Baruch Hashem. Rather, we say Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Ve'ad Olam. And then Baruch Goel Yisrael, for example. Okay. We'll see that inside right now. Says Gemara, Yachol al kol brachos kula lodeya el v'tila achas. Maybe you'll tell me that we only wait till the very end of the series of brachos and say this Baruch Shem one time at the very end. Again, Yachol, perhaps you'll tell me on all the brachos, we only do this, the tehila, this praise of Hashem one time, el v'tila achas. Namalomar, umramam al kol brachos tila. Which means I'll call bracha telo tila on every single bracha. You should give him this praise, not only a one-time thing, but on every bracha you should give this bracha this praise of Baruch Shem Kolam Zolomed. Okay, so then if that's the case, go through with me one more time. Says the Gemara, the Mikdash Ma'u Omer. What is said in the Mikdash? We know what the answering is. We know how we are ona, but what do we say? What does the Shech Tiber say? So he says Baruch Hashem. Now again, the word Elokim over here, the Grua takes it out. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam baruch gol Yisrael. That's what the Shlef Tzibur says at the very end, how he ends off the bracha. Like when you and I have in Shmona Esrei, we say, Baruch Hashem gol Yisrael. So in the Mikdash, they would say, Baruch Hashem lokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'yad ha'olam baruch gol Yisrael. That's how they would end off the bracha in the Mikdash. And what is the Tzibur's response? Vein omer achra baruch shem kvom achuzom yulam v'ed. And then what happens afterwards? The Chaz of the Knesset omer lehem. Again, we have this earlier. The Chaz then says to the Tzibur, Tiku korn, mero, and tiku. Good, we know that already. Then Mechozer, we have the next bracha. Mechozer Omer, Mishanas Avner Bar Moriah Huyanenu Huyaneschem Mishva B'Kol Tachaschem Hayom Hazeh Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Again, the gimel over here, the gra adds in the word Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Olam Yada Olam. As we know, that's already the lusher of the bracha. Baruch Zocher Nishkachos. One remembers that which is forgotten. And again, Vehein Omer Acharav Baruch Shem Pumachaso Lama Ed. And once again, the Chaz of the Knesset, Omer Lehem, Hariyu, Akonim, Bnei Aaron, Hariyu. So we've seen already this format. We're now just explaining to you that in the Mikdash, it wasn't Baruch Hashem in the ending, and then in the main following it. It was Baruch Hashem, Lokei Yisrael, Min Olam Ve'ad Olam, Baruch of the last part. And then the Tzibur saying afterwards, Baruch Shem, Kumachos Olam Ve'ed. And again, that idea is based on the pasuk we quoted in Ezra, in Ezra, Kumu baruchu Hashem lokeichem min olam v'yad olam vayivarchu Hashem kavodecha umroim al kol bracha u'tehila. Now that was all the Mikdash. Yes, Gabe, what do you got?
Why, do we know why? Like we just said, why there's no amen in like I saw like that pasuk. That pasuk didn't really teach us why they don't say amen in the base of Mikdash.
So it sounds like that amen is not a bracha. Amen is an I agree. The bracha. The bracha is the bracha is is when you say some positive thing. A main again means I agree. So when you have a positive thing, like for example, when you say things like Hashem's name should be blessed, that's a bracha and a tehillah. It's a tehillah for the Shem Hashem. I think it's connected to when the special lashon of the Shem Hashem is used in this special format. It's not enough for us to say on a main only. We have to respond with our own bracha tehillah on that bracha that's recited.
Because we're in the Beis Hamikdash.
Because the Beis Hamikdash has its own format of a bracha, so we have to respond also, as the pasuk over here in Nehemiah says, we respond with uvarchu shem kvodecha. Your honor, your special shem of Hashem should be blessed. Not only me, so, you have to respond.
So nowadays, how do we choose when to say amen and baruch
shem? We always say amen nowadays because we don't have in the mikdash anymore. There's no mikdash, therefore there's no special shem Hashem. Whenever we say shem Hashem, we mention it in a not written way. We don't say, we don't say yud and hey and vav and hey. We say shem adnus to that. So therefore, it's not the special shem of Hashem, which is only said in the mikdash. Therefore, we always say amen. But if we were in the mikdash right now, did I lose you guys? I think I'm losing you right now. You hear me, guys, or not?
No, but Rabbi, so what about, like, I feel like sometimes we say baruch ha baruch shema.
So that, right, that's not a praise of Hashem. That is a that is whenever Shem Hashem is comes up, you have to say something positive, baruch hu baruch shema. But that's not the same thing as baruch shem kol malchuso olam ve'ed. It's different type of response. But it is also whenever you hear someone say Shem Hashem, you're not being yotzei the bracha. You should say that. You say that.
Not amen. You say baruch hu baruch shema.
When you hear Shem Hashem, but when the bracha is finished, you say amen. That's again, it's only when you're not being yotzei with the bracha. That's why some people say, I don't know if you ever look, if you ever watch people. Some people, when the chazan is saying Shemona Esrei, so they do not say. Some people don't say bracha baruch shemo because they're using that bracha for their own tefillah bit sibur, tefillah hat sibur. So they don't say bracha baruch shemo. Most people do say it. I think Rav Soloveitchik felt you shouldn't say it. You should, because this bracha counts for your sibur tefillah also. But most people do say bracha baruch shemo in Shemona Esrei as well. That's the common practice. I'm not sure Rabbi David does. I guess Rabbi David probably doesn't say that, is my guess, but I never really listened to him. But my guess, he doesn't say it. I don't know. I haven't really listened. But I should. Okay. Now the verse is the following. Mark points out, this was all we said should be done in the mikdash.
Hey,
yeah.
So once we finish it, then they blow it, and then he says blow it, and then to remind them after?
The next time. Meaning the question is, this blowing, when they say blow it, is this calling it blow it now? Or say, blow it for the next time. I'm not going to drop myself. Like someone, when you hear someone say, don't forget, they bang on, they get a reminder, but the reminder is really for later, but they don't want to speak in the middle. So they say it right now, So I'm not sure which one this is. My focus on which one it is. Okay. Tez Gemara, V'kach hinhig Reb Chalafta b'tzipuri, Reb Chanania ben Trajon b'tzikani. This is the way that Reb Chalafta did also in Sipori. He was not in the mikdash, but he was in Sipori, but he still did this in Sipori. And Reb Chanania ben Trajon did this in a place called Sikani also. This was not in the Beis Hamikdash area. But they had the same custom, the same lashon that they did in their own cities, in their own towns. When the Chacham heard about this, Amru, they said, they said, that's not the custom. You should not be doing this unique bracha and response of Baruch Shem Kvam Achzol on the Ed outside of the Shar Mizrach of the Har Bayis, the eastern gate of the Beis Hamikdash area. That's where it should be going on. It should not be going on in Sipori or in Sekhani. It should not be going on there. They disapproved of this behavior of doing it in place outside the Beis Hamikdash area. Now, the East, those who have this, a very similar Brisa, but it's a little detailed nuance here or there. We're going to quote it anyways. He's a title in a Brisa. We say in front of the tzibur 24 brachos. When Asrei the shul yom, the usual 18. Most valein od sheish. We add six more. Ba'osan sheish sheichan omran. Where we put these extra six? Ben goel lerofe chole. We put it between the brach of goel Yisrael and rofe chole and mo Yisrael. Umarach the geula. And we mentioned before that you first, before you add these six ones in, you first make the geula one goel Yisrael a little longer. Ve'id onin achar v'main. And again, they answer amen. Akol bracha u bracha. This is all that happened after the Beis Hamikdash. Well, the Mikdash, how you omrim They wouldn't say Amen afterwards. Why not? Lefi, she'id onin amin b'mikdash. As we mentioned, u'minayin she'id onin b'mikdash. Why do we say b'mikdash? We quote a pasuk from Nechemish, Nemar, kumu barchu l'shem l'keichem, min olam v'ad olam, yivarchu shem k'vodecha, b'morim al kol bracha, u'tehila. Al kol bracha, u'bracha, u'tehila. On each and every bracha, not only one time, but each and every bracha, we should give the tehila, the special praise of Baruch Shem Gosel Lamed. The final of these few lines, the two last dots also, is very similar to Martin that we just read, so I'll read it one more time. Tanarabanan, it was a similar teaching by the Rabbanan al Rishonos, who Omer, on the first bracha, you say, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Olam, Baruch Gal Yisrael. Again, the first bracha where you add extra things onto, you say it that way. Ve'eidon Acharav, again, is in the Mikdash. Baruch Hashem Gomach So Olam Va'ed. The Chaz and the Knesset is Omer. And again, the Chaz and the Shamash would say, Tikkun Kohanim Tikkun. The Chozer of Omer, and then they would go back and they would say, Mishan is Avram Bar Maria, Hu Yan Eschem, Mishmach Kol Tatschem Hayom Azeh. Val Shnia, that's all the first one. Val Shnia, and the second bracha, Hu Omer, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Va'ed Olam, Baruch Socher Nishkachos. Don't the one who remembers that which is forgotten to others. And again, the Chaz and the Chaz is Omer Hariu Bnei Aaron Hariu. Well, we're Mishonas Avosino Yamsuf. We Yenaschem Bishvav Kol Takaschem Nayomzeh. They Marin Betokin Umarin again. So the Chaz reminds them. They say this final part of the bracha, and then the Tokea blows shofar. Chaim Kol Bracha Bracha. The Achaz Omer Tiku. The Achaz Omer Hariu. One time they say Tiku. Next time they say Hariu. Until all the brachas were finished, and then we end off what we did beforehand. Again, this custom was brought outside the base of Mikdash area by Reb Chalafta the Tzipori, Reb Chananah ben Trajim the Sikani, and Shabbat. Right, so Chachamim Amru Lo Yinogin Kain El B'Shar Mizrach U'Harbayis. They disapproved that action. It should only be done in the base of Mikdash in the eastern gate area. Stop over here. What do you got for me, Dan?
Yeah, you said that saying Amen in the Mikdash, whatever they made a pasuk to like clarify why we think that. But I don't understand why saying Amen is considered negative towards, like, obviously it's not considered a praise, but I mean maybe it's just an agreement. But I don't understand why it would be bad.
Amen is a very, very special word. It's very special, and it's not, there's a whole book written about it, right? Just one word, Amen, is a very, very powerful thing. And Chazal, in many places, discussed if you say Amen b'chol kochos and b'chol kavanaso, it's tremendous. It's tremendous things. Baruch Shem Gosel Lamed is a different type of tefillah. It's a lashon that the Malachim would say. That's why we whisper it. We whisper it according to some opinions in Shema, because it's something that Yaakov, you know, he said it, but Moshe didn't say it in the Torah. It's a lashon of Malachim. That's why Yom Kippur we say it out loud because we're like Malachim. It's a very, very chashuv, unique type of praise. We're not putting down a main. We're not putting it down. But a main, the power of what a main does and the lashon of a main is different than Baruch Shem. They're both very important. Each one of the right.
Yeah, so it's not really like when it says "Ain Omer Mamein," it's kind of like saying it, to me it sounds a little bit in a negative connotation, but it's more like
we don't mean to be hating on a main. We want to give a different type of bracha, which is the bracha shem bracha. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Good point. Okay, we'll stop over here. Chevra, sorry, Aaron Blue, what do you got?
Why don't we like just from the pasuk from the Chachamim? It seems like why wouldn't we always say that?
Because I think the Shem Kvodecha, the special Shem Kvodecha, is the Shem of Hashem the way it's written, not the way it's pronounced differently. That's in the Mikdash only.
Yeah.
Okay. Shkoyach Chevra. We'll see you boys tomorrow. Keep it up. Proud of you. Nachas.
Thanks, Rav.